Welcome to Island Issues, our weekly public affairs program about Hawaii Island's people, issues, and concerns. Brought to you by Regency at Hualalai, a retirement and assisted living community. Listen Sundays at 6:30 a.m. on KKOA 107.7 FM or at 8 a.m. on Lava 105.3 FM. Or to the podcast at lava1053.com or koacountry1077.com. Now here's your host and producer, Sherry Bracken.
Aloha, good Sunday morning. Welcome to Island Issues. Also, happy 2 days before Christmas. By the way, if you still have packages to wrap, the good folks at Puna Hongwanji will be at Foodland in Keaʻau Village Shopping Center today from 4 p.m. to 8 for those last-minute package wrappings. Today, I promised you a continuation of our discussion about the Japanese in Hawaii, following up on last week's interview with Arnold Hiura of the Hawaii Japanese Center. But my intended guest is just not feeling well, so we're postponing that discussion. And today, we're celebrating Christmas with the Air Force. It's a red, white, and blue Air Force Christmas with Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe and his discussion about the holidays and some of the favorite music with Blake Shelton. Thank you so much to the Air Force for providing this. Next Sunday morning, I'm going to share a really fun interview with Julius Thomas III. He's playing Hamilton in the touring company of Hamilton, the very well-known and award-winning musical created by Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's next Sunday morning. But right now, let's get to a red, white, and blue Air Force Christmas.
Happy holidays. I'm Air Force Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, to bring you a red, white, and Air Force blue Christmas. Stay with us as we visit with country music superstar Blake Shelton.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, yeah. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a star burning brighter than this year's A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas special guest. He's been named the Country Music Association and Academy of Country Music's Male Vocalist of the Year. He's won numerous awards for his music and is currently the winningest coach on NBC's hit television show, The Voice. On top of all that, he's been named Country Music's Entertainer of the Year And now Blake Shelton, the Sooner crooner, sits down with me, Air Force Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe, right here in beautiful Spotland Studios in Nashville, Tennessee.
Sooner crooner.
Sooner crooner. You like that?
I do.
And Blake, welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this show with
us. Oh, I'm proud to, man.
We're going to listen to some of our favorite tracks from your album, Cheers, It's Christmas. And we're going to talk about everything from making the album to making it big and working with some of the biggest names in music today. But first, Blake, let me ask you, how did this album come about?
And I tell you what, ever since I can remember being interested in music, which is ever since I can remember, actually, I've always been a huge fan of Christmas music from the time I was a kid when Christmas was this, you know, magical time that Santa was coming till now when it's just a time to kind of unwind and reflect on the year and take a minute to, you know, be thankful and surround yourself with people that are important to you, you know, and the memories that come back, you know, every year when you hear those songs. And so I always knew that somehow, some way, I wanted to make a Christmas album. And we had talked about it since I've had a deal at Warner Brothers since, you know, 2001 or something. Every single year, it's like, okay, this year we're going to do a Christmas album. And just we never did, never got around to it. And I'm glad now, looking back, that it took this long because I was able to do it in a way now, especially with, you know, a lot of the friends I've made in the industry over the years that included other artist friends and try to make a big deal out of it that way. And that was the idea behind it because Christmas has always been associated with friends and family to me. That's why my mom and my wife are on there, along with friends like Reba and Kelly and Michael, you know, a lot of different guests on the album. And, you know, every single person on this record is actually a very dear, close friend of mine.
If someone would have come up to you and said, hey, Blake, someday you're going to be singing with Reba McEntire, what would you have told that person?
Oh, it sounds dumb when you say it just now. You know, Reba was always the person that I wanted to be like because she was from just a few miles. She was born and raised in Chalky, Oklahoma, which from Ada is not more than 40 miles. And so she was basically a local Okie that, you know, moved off to Nashville and became this superstar. And so she was always the one that was kind of the inspiration for me. And I knew people that she knew, and I played the same, some of the same bars and venues that she played when she was starting, you know. And so I always hoped I could just meet her and talk to her about where we're from, much less, you know, just by, you know, strange course of events that we ended up, you know, working together a lot. Her husband's my manager. We've recorded together. We've hosted award shows together. We've actually become really close friends, I like to think. And it's not something that I've ever gotten over, and I think it bothers Reba a little bit because I think she can still sense a little bit of that giddy fan club type personality that I have. You know, it takes me about a good 30 minutes to an hour to kind of get over that every time I see her and just be normal around her, and it probably drives her a little bit crazy.
Let's have an Oklahoma Christmas. We'll have an old-fashioned two-step in time round our little old tree.
We'll have an Oklahoma Christmas. Even if we have to have it here in Tennessee.
Power lines are down all over town. I-40 westbound's a sheet of ice. Heard the weatherman say more is on the way. Guess we ain't going nowhere tonight.
So call up Granny and tell her the news. But even if it's only me and you, we'll have an Oklahoma Christmas.
Have an Oklahoma Christmas. Hey,
to have it here in Tennessee. It don't seem right, we don't have a big slice of ain't beef pecan pie on our plate. But we can make do, hey, I'll whip up two big old golden brown chicken fried steaks.
So put on some Bob Wills to set the mood.
I think I even have a six pack of 3.2. We'll have an Oklahoma Christmas. Let's have an old fashioned two step in time round that little old.
We'll have an Oklahoma Christmas. Or even if we have to have it here in Tennessee.
So maybe it's okay, don't get the blues.
Yeah, all we really need is a big avenue to have an Oklahoma Christmas.
Have an old-fashioned two-step in time round our little old tree.
Two-step. Oh, we'll have an Oklahoma Christmas.
Even if we have to have it here in Tennessee. Oh, even if we have to have it here in Tennessee.
You're listening to a Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas with me, Blake Shelton.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
And a brief interruption. This is Island Issues, and I'm your host and producer, Sherry Bracken. Today, however, we are listening to A Red, White, and Blue Air Force Christmas with Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe interviewing Blake Shelton about his memories of Christmas and some holiday songs. I know I had promised you a continuation of our discussion about the Japanese influence in Hawaii after they arrived 150 years ago with Walter Kunitake of the Kona Japanese Civic Association, but we're postponing that because Walter just didn't feel well. Next Sunday morning, I am delighted to give you an interview with Julius Thomas III. He is the lead actor. He's playing Hamilton in the touring company of the award-winning musical Hamilton, which was created by Lin-Manuel Miranda. He was here on the island a month ago to do benefit concerts for the Kamuela Philharmonic and was kind enough to come into the station to do an interview about his early life and how he got into being a musical theater star. That will air next Sunday morning, the last Sunday in the year, 6:30 a.m. Koa Country, 107.7 FM, 8 a.m. Lava 105.3 FM, and be posted as a podcast for anytime listening, lava1053.com and koacountry1077.com. Click on Island Issues and then on the Island Issues microphone. And now, a big thank you to the Air Force for sending along this recording. Let's get back to Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe and Blake Shelton.
Welcome back to A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas. Here's our special guest, Blake Shelton, with Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Carson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking.
Winter Wonderland from Blake Shelton's Cheers, It's Christmas. I'm Air Force Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe. Blake, we're talking about your success. You've done everything. You've sold out stadiums. You're on The Voice on NBC hit show. And now the pinnacle of your career, you're the special guest on A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas. How did all that happen?
Man, I don't know. it's kind of a blur. To me, to be honest with you, you know, it's the early days make sense to me. I moved to Nashville in 1994, 2 weeks after I graduated high school, and my friends are all going to college, and I barely got through high school. I knew college wasn't for me, and country music was the only thing that I had that I felt like I had a handle on it, and I knew that was something I wanted to do. And so I moved to Nashville, man, and, you know, worked hard at writing, eventually started making a living as a songwriter here, and through my connections as a writer, people started hiring me to sing their demos for them. And because of that, I was able to meet some key people, mainly a guy named Bobby Braddock, who took interest in me. But long story short, it was 7 years after I moved to Nashville before my first song ever came out on the radio.
Was that Austin?
It was Austin, yeah.
What was that like, first time you heard it?
You know, I was still very young. I think I was 24 when it came out, but I felt like I was 50, you know? And like,
yeah.
After 7 years of, you know, waiting around and trying and failing, it was surreal to hear it on the radio. I remember looking around. I was driving the 440 loop here in Nashville, and the DJ came on I'll never forget it. It was one of those stations that you know, they say, we play the legends and the new country. And the guy came on the radio and said, I think this is going to be a future legend. We're going to play him for you. And he played it, and I almost had a wreck, man. Yeah. I was looking around to see if people were mouthing the words in their car.
Yeah.
It was a pretty amazing feeling.
What is it like? Is it everything you thought it was going to be?
I never really thought of I always knew I wanted to be a famous singer, because if you have hits, you automatically become famous, you know? So I knew that was a part of it. I never felt like I was really chasing fame. I was chasing success. I wanted people to hear my records and wanted them to go buy it, you know? And so obviously fame is something that comes along with that. I think the country music side of it, as far as the celebrity goes, there is pretty much what I always expected it to be. You know, it wasn't until I started doing The Voice that it became, that was the level of fame that I didn't even know existed, you know. And it's crazy because, me being, you know, big guy like I am, I can't really go anywhere and blend in, you know.
Right.
And it wasn't until I was on television that it was obvious that things have changed and you learn to adjust to that in order to have any kind of a private life whatsoever, you know. Mm-hmm. But, I'm not griping about it. Dang it, I'm thankful for it every day.
We feel pretty lucky ourselves that we get to spend this time with you listening to your album. Speaking of that, let's get back to the album, Cheers, It's Christmas. Do you have a favorite track from it?
Well, there's a bunch of them, and me being just a huge fan of Christmas music, it's hard for me to put my finger on a favorite song, but it's easy for me to tell you my favorite situation.
Okay.
Which is the fact that my mom and I wrote a song on this album, and she actually sings on it with me. And, you know, I had to, you know, really build her up, you know, to get her to come into the studio and sing. She can sing, but she's not a singer and never was. And so I told her one day, I said, hey, I need you to write down some ideas that you've had for Christmas songs. She's always telling me song ideas that I should go write.
Yeah.
So write them down. We're going to write a song together. And so we did it. And then I told her, I said, you got to sing on it with me. So this is my mom, Dorothy, and myself singing Time for Me to Come Home.
There's music in the city, and the lights are on display. There's a big old tree for all to see, where the children run and play. I look out through my window, something just don't seem right, till I said hello and heard her voice on the other end of the line. Now it's Christmas, Christmas, I'm hurrying on my way. Christmas, Christmas, like I'm riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, I don't have to hear no jingle bells, just the ringing of the phone. Mama just called and said it's time for me to come home.
The pies are in the oven, you can almost taste the air.
And it warms my heart to feel her love and know how much she cares.
It's funny how going back can get you back where you belong.
It's the difference in just a melody and my favorite Christmas song. Now it's Christmas, Christmas, I'm hurrying on my way. Christmas, Christmas, like I'm riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, I don't have to hear no jingle bells, just the ringing of the phone. Mama just called and said it's time
for you to come home.
Mama just called and said it's time
for you to come home.
It's a red, white, and Air Force blue Christmas. I'm Air Force Technical Sergeant Harry Kibbe here with Blake Shelton, our special guest. Blake, we just heard a song that you made with your mom, and now we've got one that you've made with a band called Triptofunk. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it Triptofunk?
Triptofunk. I call them Trifuncta, and they get mad at me. That's it's not right.
So these are some guys from your band, and,
yeah,
and they have a side gig.
Although, side gig, yeah.
Are you not paying them enough or what?
I guess not, man. I guess, actually, I think they get bored because, you know, we do my summer tour, and they're off for the 9 months of the year, and so I think they come up with a little projects to do, and they have a lot of fun with it.
So the elevator music, though. But
exact. To me, it is, and I don't care if they like it or not. They know I don't like jazz music that much, but I think music should have words,
yeah,
and their band does it. They just play music, so.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're great at writing Christmas melodies, and this is actually a melody that they came up with for the album, and it reminded me of one of those classic sounding Christmas songs when I heard it, and that got me really excited because that's the hardest thing to come up with is a new sounding,
yeah,
but it still has a reflection of those classics,
yeah,
you know.
I, when I was listening to it, I had to go back and look and see who, you know, was this written in the 60s, you know, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear.
Yeah, they did a great job with it, man.
Here it is, the very best time of year, Blake Shelton featuring Triptofunk.
Trifuncta.
There's so many things we can do this Christmas. Just once I want to go on a ride in a one-horse sleigh. Go caroling down the street while everybody listens. Singing jingle bells, jingle bells, jingling all the way. If it snows just a little too much and there ain't no place to go, baby, if you want, you can show me what happens underneath the mistletoe. Hang up the cards from the people we love who miss us.
a bottle of cheer. There's so many things we can do this Christmas. Join in the celebration, it's the very best time of year. Oh yeah. Snows just a little too much and there ain't no place to go. Baby, if you want, you can show me what happens underneath the mistletoe. Hang up the cards from the people we love who miss us. Call up the neighbors and open up a bottle of cheer. There's so many things we can do this Christmas. Join in the celebration, it's the very best time of year. Join in the celebration, it's the very best time of year.
Hey y'all, don't go away.
Hey everybody, this is Vince Gill, and I've been performing for a living for nearly 30 years. I've been fortunate to sell a lot of records and win some Grammys and all that kind of stuff, but you take the money and the awards away, and I'm telling you what, I'm still happy because I get to do what I love. I'm a musician, and you know, you give me a guitar, banjo, mandolin, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm just happy making music, so don't let anybody tell you that anything's not possible. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Welcome back. I'm Air Force Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe.
I'm Blake Shelton.
And this is a red, white, and Air Force blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you.
White and Air Force Blue Christmas. As Blake Shelton and the Pistol Annies. I'm Air Force Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe. Here in the studio with Blake Shelton, our special guest this year. We're listening to his album Cheers, It's Christmas, and talking about some of his favorite Christmas memories.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Christmas song from Cheers, It's Christmas.
And with that, we're going to say aloha on this 2 day before Christmas Island Issues. You've been listening to Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe with the United States Air Force and Blake Shelton. Thank you to the Air Force for providing this recording. And a special thank you to all our listeners for being with us. This is Island Issues, and I'm your host and producer, Sherry Bracken, and I wish all of you the very happiest holiday week. I will see you next Sunday morning for my discussion with Julius Thomas III, who's in the touring company of the musical Hamilton. Until next Sunday, please, let's all live and drive with aloha. Ahui ho.
Thank you for listening to Island Issues, brought to you by Regency at Hualalai, a retirement and assisted living community. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Email us at info@labo105.com. Join us again next week for another Island Issues, a service of Hawaii Islands Mahalo Multimedia.